It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by the Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the City of Prescott, the Yavapai County Contractors Association, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, the Framini, and Prescott College. Now, here's your guest host for Q&A, Sanford Cohen.
Hey, everybody. It is great to be in for DJ Phone and hosting Q&A today. We are going to be talking with folks from the West Yavapai Guidance Clinic first up, and then a little bit later on, Scooby-Dooby-Doo, Frank Sinatra himself is going to be waltzing in to our studio. Frank Cimarelli does a Sinatra tribute performance, and he'll be doing it here at Augie's Restaurant. So we're going to have Frank Sinatra in here in a form of Frank Cimarelli, and that'll be coming up in just a few minutes here on Talk of the Town. Just wanted to share with you that folks I know that live up and around here say how much they love the small town life, and you know, in the big bad city of Phoenix is, you know, people can keep Phoenix, you know, with all of its traffic and congestion and everything else. But occasionally, it's okay to go down to Phoenix and play a little bit. And I had one of those weekends. And so just so you have an idea as to what kind of things are available in Phoenix if you choose to structure yourself that way. We started out with a concert at the MIM, the Musical Instrument Museum. And if you have not seen a concert at the MIM, you are missing out on what is probably the single best place from an acoustic standpoint to hear all kinds of fantastic music. We were treated to an evening performance of Jeff Lorber's Fusion, featuring guitarist Mike Stern, who has played with Miles Davis, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, really great accomplished musicians, and what a fantastic night of music it was. And then Saturday night, we got to head down to the Gila River Arena to check out Arizona Coyotes hockey. And you heard the broadcast live here on KQ&A on Saturday night, but we decided we're going to go see the game in person. And so we did that. And then on Sunday, I had a chance to check out the Arizona Cardinals in their final home game against the Cleveland Browns. So like I said, you can sit home and live the bucolic life if you wish, but for an hour and 20-minute drive, there's a whole lot of stuff going on down there in the big city if you ever want to check it out. All right, now we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to be talking West Yavapai Guidance Clinic, and also Frank Sinatra will be joining us here. The Chief Clinical Officer, Kelly Legler, from West Yavapai Guidance Clinic is up next, and then Frank Cimarelli a little bit later on this edition of Talk of the Town, KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
D-backs season tickets for 2020 are on sale now. Choose from half, series, weekend, or go all in with full season tickets and get the best seats for the lowest price. Visit dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
Grandpa Gettle here wishing you season's greetings. This is a time of year when foremost on our minds are the special relationships that we share with family, neighbors, and the community. Memories of yesteryear, grandkids wrestling in the snow, hot apple cider by the fireplace, grandma's cherry pie. Special time, special meaning, special memories. Gettle's High Desert Mechanical was founded upon these good old family values, and my grandsons, Adam and Ted, have always considered it a privilege to serve the community through their business practice. That's the Gettles family tradition, helping others, doing the right thing always. On behalf of the Gettles High Desert Mechanical family, we look forward to bringing you and yours year-round comfort, and we thank you kindly.
Warm holiday blessings from the Gettles High Desert Mechanical family. For heating, air conditioning, or plumbing, don't settle. Get Gettles. Visit GettlesHDM.com or call 772-2751.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. to the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, bond availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor. For more information, limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
D-backs season tickets for 2020 are on sale now. Choose from half, series, weekend, or go all in with full season tickets and get the best seats for the lowest price. Visit dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host, Sanford Cohen.
And we are back at 8 minutes after 2 o'clock on your Tuesday. I'm Sanford Cohen, sitting in for DJ Phone. And joining me in the studio for the first half of Talk of the Town is Kelly Legler. She is the Chief Clinical Officer, the Hospital Administrator, if you will, at West Yavapai Guidance Clinic, a group that we are intimately familiar with. What a great organization, and what they've done in our community has just been nothing short of miraculous. So against that backdrop, Kelly, we welcome you to KQ&A.
Thank you, and thank you for scheduling me before Frank Sinatra, not after, because that'd be a tough act to follow.
Well, but nonetheless, the role of West Yavapai Guidance Clinic in our community is one that I think people that have been in the area a long time pretty much understand. Mm-hmm. But people that are new to the area maybe don't recognize exactly just what role West Yavapai Guidance Clinic plays. So just kind of, if you wouldn't mind, give us kind of an overview as to the services that WYGC provides to the community and to the citizenry.
Sure. We've been around for, like you said, a very long time. We're the largest mental health facility in the area. You know, to be honest, a lot of people that are from this area, I was born and raised in Prescott, and until I started my internship at West Yavapai, I had no idea that we offer children's services. So while we offer an array of services, we don't, our challenge has always been our marketing and making sure that people in the community know of the success stories and know of the services that we offer. So children's services, for a very small example, would be one of those things that a lot of people don't realize. We have 1,100 kids in our program. So we offer mental health services. We offer integrated care. So we have primary care. We have our crisis stabilization unit, our Windhaven psychiatric. We see adults. We see kids from birth to end of life.
As a listener, I would probably say 1,100. I mean, are we, you know, what is this unusual for a community our size, or is this literally the size of the need for a community this size?
Oh, there's a greater need. 1,100. I mean, you think of how many kids are in our area. And one thing that I'm really passionate about is speaking of the difference between mental illness and mental health. And mental health really is all inclusive. Everybody deserves to, you know, people look at broken bones or cuts in the skin and they think, I'm going to react to that. But when you think of, I feel depressed, I feel sad, don't react to that. Or if you do, react differently. So when we look at 1,100 kids, I want to reach exponentially more than that.
Now, What is the, I can't say typical, I guess, but what would be the, the process by which a child becomes aware of West Yavapai Guidance Clinic? Are the schools like looking out for the possibility of kids that might need help? Is that where it comes from?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's definitely one of the feeders, if you will. Historically, West Yavapai has been primarily access. So people who are on, access for insurance benefits have come to West Yavapai. We're implementing different changes with our new CEO coming in and really diversifying our payer mix. But absolutely, we have kids that aren't able to maintain in the classroom. And when I say maintain, be able to literally just be able to physically sit and, maintained throughout the course of one subject, let alone being kicked out of school for some of their challenges. So schools will reach out, parents will reach out, and we'll start services that way. But there's all sorts of different avenues into our doors.
Well, I had bouts of hyperactivity when I was young in school, and it meant that I would maybe not be as focused on the classroom orientation, especially if it was a subject that I was not interested in. So is it possible that some of these mental health referrals are simply teachers or places where they just can't necessarily accommodate a kid? They don't necessarily have to have a so-and-so mental health issue. It may just simply be a behavioral thing or a physiological thing that they just simply can't address in a classroom.
Yeah, and I think you're touching on a bigger issue as well. I mean, my sister-in-law is a teacher, has been a teacher for probably since she was born at some level. I have a big heart for that profession, and I know that they are being expected to do a job that they can't do with the kids nowadays that are being seen with a lot of these chronic behavioral issues, not just the typical kind of symptoms of ADHD, if I can't sit still. These are kiddos that are having a hard time passing their courses or sitting through a class without getting up and wanting to hit somebody or hit a wall or, cursing or pretty significant behavioral challenges. We would love to be able to get into the classroom and work with every single teacher to be able to give them the tools that they need. But on the other hand, it's not their job. Their job is to be able to educate the kids. It's the behavioral health arena that should be going in and helping with that, not just saying, here's another tool for your toolbox.
Now, my understanding is that, as the chief hospital administrator, that you have a lot of responsibilities at West Yavapai, but you started this as an intern.
I did.
Talk about how that came about and how you, I guess, was it much of a ladder to climb, or how did it go incrementally that you ended up becoming the hospital administrator?
Yeah, there's certainly a ladder to climb. I started out as an intern when I was going through my master's program for clinical mental health counseling. I was working at Arizona's Children's Association at the time. Shortly after my internship ended, I accepted a position with Manager of Children's Services. And one thing after another, that was in 2016, kind of led me to a director's position. And then our chief clinical officer last year left, and I assumed that role. And part of that role also is the hospital administrator. So it kind of all fell into place. And my passion is absolutely mental health, but it's also kind of the business side of what we do. And so starting my MBA and doing those things several years ago kind of led me into this ladder climbing phase of my career.
Now, where do things like drug abuse and drug addiction fall into the treatment that West Yavapai Guidance Clinic gives?
So it's a pretty significant amount of our adult population. We have our crisis stabilization unit. And when we talk about feeders, with the kids in the schools, this is absolutely one way that anybody can come in from any avenue, come into our doors, whether you just need a warm meal and a shower or you need services. We can connect you with services with us or with another agency closer to where you live. We have residential treatment center. We have kind of a transitional home. It's called Haddon House, where we kind of do wraparound services as well as substance use services to be able to, hey, you had a rough patch in your life. We're here with you. We're going to put our arms around you, provide wraparound services and transition you out into the working, the mortgage paying, that type of culture. So
You know, I had a chance to talk with Sheriff Scott Masher, and he was telling me that so many of the inmates in the county jail actually are desperately in need of psychological counseling, and not necessarily because they're like hardened criminals or anything. Do you get involved at all in the consultation work that is done on the county level at the jails?
Absolutely. We go into the jails. We'll do intakes. We'll schedule them, saying when you get out, we're here for you. We'll schedule outpatient services, meaning case management, therapy, peer support. We have the largest peer support, I think, in Arizona, let alone Northern Arizona, for sure. We have 14 peer supports. We have a huge support system for people when they're ready to move forward.
You know, since the folks that work at West Yavapai Guidance Clinic see people in, you know, their time of need, and this is happening, you know, repeatedly. I mean, this is really what your work is all about. Kind of like an EMT, you're always going to the site of the accident. You know, at what point does the counselor need counseling?
That's a great point. I personally, and one of the roles that I love about being, or one of the duties that I love about having this chief clinical officer position, is enforcing the importance of self-care. So, you know, what I tell staff is, you know, you're on an airplane and the oxygen mask comes down, you need to put it on yourself first before you can put it on even your child or your loved one right next to you. Not to imply that your child's
sure,
not your loved one.
No, I understand.
So it's the same. It's the idea of, you know, you see all these things of you can't fill from an empty cup, and, you know, however you look at it, we do the toughest work. Similar to an EMT, you see people sometimes at their worst. But to be able to normalize mental health and to be able to say we all go through reducing the stigma, we all go through tough times, whether it's situational, whether it's a diagnosable challenge, whatever it might be, we've got wraparound services to make you feel like, you know, this is just part of being a human being. This is part of asking for help, and we're here.
We're talking with Kelly Legler, the hospital administrator and chief clinical officer at West Yavapai Guidance Clinic. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the big issue that faces West Yavapai Guidance Clinic and all kinds of mental health facilities nationwide, and that is, where does the money come from? So stay tuned. We've got more coming your way live here on Talk of the Town, KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back. Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Ho, 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 ready to go!
Pretty bump this year, eh, Santa?
New sleigh, lots of toys, and what's this sticking out of my bag?
Families around Prescott want new Subarus this year.
Those will never fit down a chimney.
It's okay, we've got their garage door codes.
Give Santa a break with some holiday help from Findlay Subaru Prescott. During the 2019 Subaru Share the Love event, you can take a new 2020 Forester home for the holidays for as low as 2.9% APR financing or lease for as low as $279 a month. 2 years complimentary maintenance included. Also during the Share the Love event, Subaru of America will donate $250 to your selected national and hometown charities. Share the love this holiday season at Findlay Subaru Prescott and FindlaySubaruPrescott.com. Doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place.
Offers on approved credit excludes government and dealer fees. Now through January 2nd, 2020, lease a new 2020 standard Forester model code LFB-01 for 36 months with $2,479 at signing and zero security deposit. See dealer for complete details.
We are your top quality CBD and 100% ultra clear emu oil source right here at the Prescott Gateway Mall next to the food court.
We're the husband and wife team here at Addicted to Deals. Let's face it, CBD is everywhere, but ours is third party lab tested, top quality, and will fit your budget. At Addicted to Deals, we have hundreds of other items like makeup, metal signs, amethyst, and so much more at bargain prices.
Addicted to Deals, your trusted CBD source.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host, Sanford Cohen.
And sitting in for DJ Phone and joining me in studio right now is Kelly Legler from West Yavapai Guidance Clinic. Frank Cimarelli with his tribute to Frank Sinatra coming up after the news break here on Q&A. So money, that is the bottom line where mental health is concerned. And I know that governments, you know, try as they may, a lot of them are, you know, being more tight-fisted in what they do. And, you know, when you have all kinds of infrastructure issues to deal with, one of the first things that probably they look at cutting back on are things like mental health. And that's not good because, like Sheriff Masher says, they end up at his place instead. So preventative care is very important and getting to people early as you can. So how does West Yavapai Guidance Clinic get its funds? I assume there's some grant money out there and some fundraising and things like that.
Yeah, so let me preface it by saying that one of the reasons that I work at West Yavapai is truly this is an agency that has a huge heart. I've seen cases where we've done things that we didn't get paid for. We just did it because it's the right thing to do. So when you work for a place like that, it would be nice to have the funding to be able to back up the incredible work that you're doing. Certainly, there's competition in the area that are competing with services, but there are plenty of services to go around, especially when we're talking about the importance of mental health. So with the changes in our leadership, our CEO for 14 years, Larry Green, retired. We have our new CEO, Tamara Player, come in. With that, we've kind of redeveloped our leadership team, and that includes a new marketing and development director. So that is certainly one thing that we rely heavily on, is grants, fundraising, tax credits. I mean, any nonprofit will tell you that those are the kind of things that keeps the doors open. We have services that we're not breaking even in, but we still continue to provide them because it's critical. So one of those things, to your point of Scott Masher, is we provide the CSU to the service, or to the community. And one of the services that we provide is to be able to, when a police officer goes out or firefighter goes out and sees somebody in need, rather than taking them to the ED or taking them to the jail, they're able to drop them off at the CSU and we'll take it from there. So just in the 2 years that we've had the CSU open, we've been able to save the taxpayers for $1.4 million. So you're able to kind of do that cost comparison of what we're saving. But it really speaks to, we've got these fundraisers, we've got these things like the murder mystery dinner that we're starting. We just did our second annual murder mystery dinner. We have the Chalk It Up events. So these are all fun events that we're able to offer, but we really do rely heavily on donations and grant money to be able to continue to provide these services.
Yeah, and you know, quite frankly, there's not hardly anyone out there in our listening audience that has not been touched by mental illness or mental health issues, if not them personally, then certain someone that they love or that they care about or that they work with. And so, you know, having a group like yours, West Yavapai Guidance Clinic, that's devoted to trying to help people and help the quality of life for everyone here in the community, it's vital. So when you go about seeking funds other than doing events like Chalk It Up, which we sponsor, mm-hmm. and Murder Mystery, mm-hmm. which we hope to get involved in. What other things do you do on a more one-on-one or more? There's people that, I guess, believe so strongly in your cause that they like bequeath money absolutely. To your organization, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
A legacy thing.
Yeah, and that's part of developing relationships, and that's that key component of this new director of development and marketing. Laura Norman, who we spoke of earlier, has been, you know, the face of our agency for 24 years. She was with us, and she just moved out of state. But redeveloping those relationships in the community, of having these conversations of the important work we do, sharing these stories of, you know, the before and the after, somebody that was struggling, what we did, and kind of the end result of where, you know, where we are right now. Those are all the things that really hit home. And if anybody were to ever hear any of these success stories, it would make you want to, you know, either work for us or with us, or, you know, help to donate or do something for the cause.
Now, what about volunteers? Do you rely on volunteers from the community? And what do you do to vet these people when they become involved with your organization?
We don't have a huge volunteer population, mainly because of the confidentiality around it. We do have our senior peer program, and that's volunteer-based. But when we're talking about our CSU, working with kids, things like that, it is a little bit more challenging to be able to maneuver around the confidentiality, the HIPAA, the 42 CFR, all those fun laws that we have to know when we work in this field.
Yeah, and I really don't envy the task at hand, because it just seems as though life in general has just become more stressful, and people just have a harder time coping on a day-to-day basis. Do you see the same thing?
Absolutely. I see it, you know, with our suicide prevention. So part of my, well, not part of my role, and in addition to my role, I'm chair of the Yavapai County Suicide Prevention Coalition. And just in Arizona alone, we've seen a 25% increase in the last 2 years. And kids as young as 5 years old are having suicidal ideations. So just, you know, to think about that, it still gives me chills. I have an 11-year-old, and I can't imagine having him come home and contemplate the seriousness of suicide. So we've got the bullying. We've got a new generation of bullying, which includes cyberbullying and, you know, all these wonderful things that are in the area that weren't before when we were younger. So staying ahead of that and being able to, again, normalize the importance of, you're having a tough day. This is a situational thing. It doesn't have to end a life. It doesn't have to be the, you know, the contributing factor to you spiraling down or going for a tailspin. So really being able to provide the wraparound support and services.
Is your website still wygc.org?
It is.
All right.
And well, we've revamped it. It looks very beautiful, I might add.
Well, I would recommend that everyone and anyone take a moment and take a look at wygc.org, if not for yourself or for a loved one, but just to familiarize yourself with the services that are being provided by this very necessary group, and headed in part by Kelly Legler, who has been our guest here on the first half of Talk of the Town. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you for not asking me to sing like Frank Sinatra would.
We got Frank Sinatra coming. Wait, you know, and so without any further ado, we Scooby-Dooby-Doo, we're going to take a break for the news and then come back with Frank Cimarelli and his tribute to Frank Sinatra, which will be coming up at Augie's Restaurant in the very near future. And if there's a seat available, we'll find out. I think there might be one or two, not too many. But stay tuned. We've got Old Blue Eyes coming into the studio in just a moment here on Talk of the Town, KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and we're streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Christmas at Sally B's Cafe is so special. It's 4 days of food starting Saturday, December 21st. And all the way to Christmas Eve, Sally B's has Christmas dinner specials every day. Traditional turkey dinner and slow roasted prime rib dinner, both with all the trimmings and dessert. Starting at just $14.99. Open Christmas Eve till 7 p.m. And the regular menu is always available. Merry Christmas from everyone at Sally B's Cafe. Next to Safeway in Prescott Valley. Homemade holiday dinners at Sally B's.
Have you heard about Yavapai Regional Medical Center's exciting expansion project? There's a state-of-the-art health center under construction on the campus of YRMC West in Prescott. During the health center construction, parking may sometimes be more of a challenge. If you have an appointment or you're visiting someone at YRMC West, we recommend you allow some extra time for parking. And look for one of our volunteer cart drivers. They're ready to shuttle you from your parking space to the hospital entrance and back again. The primary and specialty care clinics you need. A kitchen for healthy cooking demonstrations. Advanced multimedia technology for preventive health learning programs. And lots of parking. The new health center under construction at YRMC West. Inspired by you.
Your hometown community theater, the Prescott Center for the Arts, would like to thank our community partners, sponsors, patrons, artists, and volunteers for your loyalty and goodwill throughout the year. Our talented volunteers strive to bring some of the finest local art and live theater to the Prescott area and to everyone. May the magic and the wonder of the Christmas season be with you all year long. We wish all of you a Merry Christmas and a new year filled with peace, health, and happiness.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
We're KQ&A.
AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley, Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Good afternoon, it's Tuesday, December the 17th. I'm Gregory Scott with this check of news and weather, brought to you this hour by Wallach and Volk. The Yavapai County Sheriff's Office is investigating the discovery of a crashed airplane that had a body inside. Just before 9 Friday morning, a rancher called the Sheriff's Office to report finding remnants of a plane crash on remote ranch land off Flower Pot Road. This area is near Interstate 17 and Highway 169. According to the rancher, the crash appeared to be a couple days old. Deputies arrived, confirmed the findings, and called out rescue teams to search the area. No other bodies were found. The aircraft is described as a fixed-wing, single-engine type. The National Transportation Safety Board was notified and has taken over the investigation. The remains have not yet been identified and are in the custody of the Yavapai County Medical Examiner. A Flagstaff man is recovering from injuries he suffered in a motorcycle pedestrian accident. Cottonwood police and fire personnel responded to the incident on Highway 89A at around 5:45 Friday afternoon. Cottonwood police spokesman Sergeant Monica Cult says two motorcycles were traveling behind some other vehicles at the time.
One of the motorcyclists, a 25-year-old Cottonwood resident, accelerated past two vehicles traveling in the lanes in front of him by riding between their vehicles and then struck the 63-year-old male pedestrian.
Cult describes what caused the incident.
The 63-year-old pedestrian was not using a crosswalk at the time, and the driving behavior of the motorcyclist appears to be a contributing factor. The investigation is being sent to Yavapai County Attorney's Office for review, and the pedestrian was flown to Flagstaff Medical Center, where he's listed in stable condition.
The victim has not been named, and the second cyclist was not involved in the accident, which remains under investigation. In your KQ&A forecast, partly cloudy on into the evening, a low of 25 tonight, windy on Wednesday, 25-mile-per-hour gusts, a high of 49 tomorrow. In the Verde Valley, partly cloudy, 28 this evening, and partly sunny on Wednesday with a high of 55. Temperatures creeping up in your extended forecast towards the weekend. I'm Gregory Scott for AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, and Cottonwood, KQ&A. Like us on Facebook and listen live online at kqna.com.
D-backs season tickets for 2020 are on sale now. Choose from half, series, weekend, or go all in with full season tickets and get the best seats for the lowest price. Visit dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. to the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Man, this happens every year. Santa comes downstairs, eats a ton of cookies, and then walks into the safe instead of the fireplace. Chris here from Norm's Lock and Safe, and I'll get Santa out on time to save Christmas. But we do lots more at Norm's Lock and Safe. We do commercial, auto, residential changes, fixes, or lockouts as well. Well, it's time to bust out Mr. Claus.
Get me out of here.
Bingo! Hey, Santa!
Why would they paint a safe to look like a fireplace?
Call 775-6827 or stop by our store in Prescott Valley on East Florentine Road.
D-backs season tickets for 2020 are on sale now. Choose from half, series, weekend, or go all in with full season tickets and get the best seats for the lowest price. Visit dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host, Sanford Cohen.
Well, there is something appropriate about transitioning from mental health facilities to talking with Frank Cimarelli, because he is a breath of fresh air, not only when he comes into the studio, but when you see him at Augie's Restaurant this coming Thursday, starting at 5:30 with his Frank Sinatra tribute show. This is something that you really should take advantage of, because not only is Frank convincing as a tribute to Frank Sinatra, but he is steeped in the history of one of the greatest male vocalists in the history of our country. And so with that, we bring Frank Cimarelli into our studio. Nice to have you back.
Oh, thanks for having me back, Sanford. It's always a pleasure to be back in Prescott and visit with you. And, of course, looking for... you know, the fact is, Augie's is Prescott's premier dining experience, so it's always a pleasure for me to come up and be a part of that. And, you know, let's face it, I mean, people go to Augie's for the food. And executive chef Joel Sugihara, you know, he's, you know, I always talk about him, even at the show, because, you know, it's this hidden gem of Prescott that I still think that a lot of people in the Quad City do not realize, that executive chef Joel Sugihara, in fact, could be an executive chef anywhere, Tahoe, Coeur d'Alene, you know, Beverly Hills, the fact that he wants to be here. And so I always like to bring him up because, you know, the fact is, first and foremost, people want to go out and have a great dinner. And then when you add Augie Perry, the consummate host and restaurateur, and that wait staff that they got is second to none. And so, you know, the fact that I come in, I'm kind of like the maybe the cherry on the hot fudge sundae, okay? Because the whole team comes together and we just put out a great, great night. You know, and it's about we want people to show up Thursday night and not have just a nice evening out. We want it to be an event. We want it to be memorable. And it usually is. And so I'm feeling pretty confident and I'm feeling pretty good. We're going to go in the Thursday night and we're just going to rip it up and blow the roof off the sucker.
So now, is this the Frank Sinatra Christmas show? Are you going to be adding some holiday tunes for us?
Well, you know, I'm going to do maybe one or two.
Sure.
You know, during my break, we'll be playing a lot of Frank Sinatra's Christmas music. And of course, you know, Sanford, Christmas is synonymous with Frank Sinatra. For many, many years, you know, Sinatra always did a Christmas album, and you know, people tend to, you know, think of Frank even, you know, today. But, you know, we're going to be doing some new material. I like to bring some edgy East Coast stuff like Angel Eyes and One More for My Baby and Autumn in New York and things that you're just not going to hear, you know, in Prescott or really anywhere in Arizona, you know, for that matter. But we've got a great show planned. And, you know, and the first thing I want to do, and I'm really not being facetious. I'm being very serious. Stop what you're doing if you're at home. Pick up the phone. Call Augie's. Do it today. Don't wait. Tell them Frank sent you, because the thing is, you want to be there Thursday night. I'll guarantee you, there's no place that you can go Thursday night anywhere in this Quad City area and have the kind of evening that you're going to have at Augie Perry's. You're going to feel like you're in Midtown, okay, in the city. And that's the whole vibe. The wait staff dresses up Rat Pack style. Even the guests. I mean, the guests that come up, they're in Rat Pack style, and people are ready for a good time. And here's the thing. We get a good crowd. So if you're even remotely thinking about it, pick up the phone now, make that reservation, and come out and do yourself a favor, because I'll guarantee you this holiday season, you're not going to experience anything like this show.
Well, thank goodness one of us has the phone number memorized. It's 777-0330.
That's
777-0330. Sounds like a telethon almost, but and I couldn't agree with you more as far as Augie and his the way in which he runs his operation there on Highway 69. When you first got the idea of putting together this Frank Sinatra tribute show, was this something that you just kind of looked in the mirror and just kind of Scooby-Dooby-Dooed your way into it? Or how did it become an it when you were looking at putting together a way to do something to scratch that performing itch, if you will?
Well, first off, let me just say that I grew up listening to Sinatra, Dean Martin, Al Martino, Vic Damone, come from an Italian heritage. And, of course, Frank was very, very important to our family. The fact that my father met Frank Sinatra also made it very, very kind of special to me.
What were the circumstances under which
that happened? Well, my father was a very mysterious guy, to be honest with you. Okay, I mean, I'm just being honest with you. We grew up in a very middle-class area outside Little Italy, and my father hung around with people I did not understand. I don't know how he got into various avenues of things that he got into, but basically my dad was
just a paisan.
Well, my dad was somewhat like Sinatra, whereas my dad... In fact, my dad told me once that, he was many times offered opportunities to be in the mob, and what he told me was that he always said no because he couldn't do the time. I mean, eventually, so you're going to do 18 months, you're going to do 2 years, you're going to, whatever it's going to be, you're going to do something. And he just couldn't do it. I'm kind of like him also. I'm claustrophobic in a way. But the odd thing, one of my dad's really good buddies was a guy, I mean, can I say the name?
Sure.
Okay. His name was Johnny Calandra. And Johnny Calandra was actually the boss of Cleveland, Ohio. And he was under the Lucky Luciano family. And so my dad ran with those guys. And I guess the thing that I never will forget was seeing a photograph of my dad, Johnny Calandra, the baseball player, Rocky Colavito, and Frank Sinatra. And when I would ask him about it, he said, it was nothing, and this and that. But every Friday and Saturday night, my father would be dressed up in these $1,000. This is back in the late 50s and 60s, $1,000 tux. Every Friday, Saturday night, I said, Dad, where are you going? He said, I'm going to play cards. And he was very, very mysterious that way. And so I guess it was better. And I will say this, and I shouldn't, but I will. I'll never forget my son's baptism. My son's baptism, it was like a scene out of The Godfather, because my mother's family hated the Black Hand. In Italy, that was the Cosa Nostra. That was the birth. And they hated him. And yet my father's family was very friendly. In fact, Eugene Cimarelli in Chicago, if you read the book The Last Mafioso, or if you do any kind of digging around in terms of Sinatra's connections and whatnot, but Eugene Cimarelli out of Chicago, my uncle, he ended up at the Stardust, and so there was always this little edge. But at my son's baptism, there must have been 25 wise guys there, and they're all in the back playing bocce. And my and one of them was Johnny Calandra and some of the capos and stuff. And so my mother, my grandmother going crazy. My father, he's having a ball. And I'll never forget. But the thing that I do remember, and this is true, man, I wish I could have had about four baptisms for that kid, because they all pay. They all give you these envelopes stuffed with cash.
Nice.
I mean, it was right out of the movies. And but to answer your question fully, my background was therapeutic recreation and theater. And I had always wanted to do the part of Guys and Dolls, Nathan Detroit and Guys and Dolls. And I did. I had the chance to do it in Dinner Theater back in 83. And then again in 94, Yavapai College Performance Hall, a fabulous production. And when Sinatra, and I found my voice was right there, right in his pocket. You know, I never viewed myself as a singer, Sanford. I viewed myself as an actor. And so I found my voice right there. And so when Sinatra died in 98, it just, like an itch, you said it right, an itch. It was a scratch. And it was bugging me and bugging me and bugging me. And so around 2001, I started doing a little bit of research for a one-man show. But I didn't want it to be an impersonation show. Neither do I impersonate Frank Sinatra now. My voice is close enough that I don't need to do that. And frankly, it would be offensive to me to try to do that. But I didn't just want to sing the music. I wanted to tell people. I wanted to be a true tribute show, Sanford. See, people call tribute shows and then they dress up in the costumes and they pretend they're the people and they impersonate the people and they say that's a tribute show. That, to me, that's not a tribute show. Mine's a tribute show, because when you go to my show, you're gonna walk out feeling like you read the book, because you're gonna know things that you never knew before. And so I inaugurated the show in 2001. And shortly thereafter, I ended up at the Camelback Inn in Paradise Valley. And we must have had about a month run down there. And then I've been back and forth and all over. And then I produced the Valentine's for Veterans concerts for 10 years with you.
Yep.
And Steve Silvernail and Steve Persetti.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I took a break, you know, from that. And of course, you know, all good things must come to an end, I guess. And, you know, and then I went back into the Sinatra show. And so, you know, here we are, and the show, I think, is tight. It's better than ever. And I promise you, I know stuff that is not even recorded in books.
Ooh. Well, we're going to find out maybe a little taste of that when we come back here on Talk of the Town. Although your story here has explained something to me now, because as a kid, I grew up in Detroit, and I was heartbroken when the Tigers traded Rocky Colavito to Cleveland. So now I get it. Why did Rocky end up in Cleveland?
Yeah.
You just
go
filled
with the
in
boys.
The blank.
Yeah.
How about that? So anyway, we're going to take a quick break. More with Frank Cimarelli as we get ready for his Frank Sinatra tribute show this coming Thursday. We're going to be right back live here on KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back. Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Coyotes Hockey brought to you by Yavapai Plumbing and Heating, Prescott Dirt, Nazaire, Country Bank, Moyers Heating and Cooling, Prescott Dental Center, and Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
He'll shoot. He scores!
The Arizona Coyotes visit the San Jose Sharks live Tuesday night at 8:30 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM. Prescott Chino Valley and Paulden, 95.5 FM. Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
Hey, Santa, we're getting behind here. We have letters from people who want a new Toyota and a present. How are we going to do that?
Easy. All we have to do is work on the presents. Finley Toyota Prescott's got the new Toyotas covered because it's Toyotathon, delivering the biggest discounts and the best financing rates of the year.
Drive a 2019 Finley Toyota Prescott RAV4 home for the holidays. Take $1,500 customer cash back, 1.9% APR financing for up to 60 months, or lease for as low as $229 a month. And Finley Toyota Prescott will pay your registration on your new Toyota purchase.
You know, Santa, since Finley Toyota Prescott's picking up all the new car requests, me and the boys are going to start knocking off an hour early every day.
You will not.
Finley Toyota Prescott and FinleyToyotaPrescott.com. Now open Sundays.
Here at Finley Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
All offer on approved credit, plus tax, title, license, and $495 doc fee. Registration maximum $500. Lease for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing.
Prescott, the Quad Cities, and Cottonwood, are you ready for some honest debate? I'm Ben Shapiro, and I'm excited to be part of KQNA's lineup of live talk. My show is the fastest-growing conservative talk show and podcast in America. Our show is fast-moving, hilarious, hard-hitting, and comprehensive. Join me every weekday at 3 as we confront the liberal culture of fear and intimidation head-on with real facts and honest debate. Join us weekdays at 3 for the Ben Shapiro Show on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host, Sanford Cohen.
And it's 8 minutes before 3. We're here with Frank Cimarelli, who will be performing as Frank Sinatra, the Frank Sinatra tribute at Augie's Restaurant this coming Thursday, starting at 5:30. Reservations are available, 777-0330. So with your portrayal, I guess. It's not an impersonation, like you said, but you're there really not just to kind of get people in the Frank Sinatra mood, but also to educate people about what they know about Frank Sinatra.
I've actually been called a historian, if you will. And I suppose in many respects I am, because, you know, I've read over 40 books. I've studied him for years and years and years, and because of my family and some other relationships, I know things that aren't even in the book. But, you know, I do want to share a couple of things with you, a couple of Christmas stories. I want to share a Christmas miracle with you, Frank Sinatra's first Christmas miracle. You know, Sinatra was born December 12th, 1915, and that particular evening was a blistering blizzard. Snow was going sideways, and you know, his little mom, 90-pound girl, 5 foot tall, you know, she's having a lot of problems delivering this baby. Now, back in the day, doctors didn't go; it was midwives. In fact, later on in life, Dolly Sinatra became a midwife. But here we are, December 12th, 1915, and she's in trouble. Okay, and they've got a couple of midwives. They got her mother and Sinatra's grandma. You know, they're all there, and all of a sudden they're losing her. Okay, and so they do a call to get, you know, try to get a physician there, and with the weather, it was very, very difficult to get there. And so he finally gets in. And she's near death, and so he had to use forceps on the baby, because it turns out the baby was breech. Mm. Now, here's what's a little interesting thing to me. Sinatra, when he got really big at the Paramount, he had nicknames like Bones,
uh-huh,
Skinny,
right,
No Hips, Ho Handle. They used to say he was so skinny he could walk through a pimento aisle and not touch the sides, okay? But here's the interesting thing. You know, Sinatra was born 13 pounds, 5 ounces to a 90-pound Italian girl, 5 foot tall, and he's breech. He's not coming out. So the doctor grabbed the baby's head with the forceps. That's why you will never see Frank Sinatra in any of the early pictures, okay, until he had plastic surgery from the left side. He was so badly scarred from the chin through the ear. When he grew up, they called him Scarface in the neighborhood. Picked on him, beat the hell out of him, helped him later on when he auditioned for Maggio, okay, Angelo Maggio, because he remembered that kid named Scarface getting beat up, and that's what he brought to the role. But here's the Christmas miracle. The baby was born, stillborn. He was blue. He was blue-gray. They weren't even trying to save the baby. They took the baby, they put him on a wooden table, and now all four people are working on the mom to save her life because she's hemorrhaging badly. They're trying to save her. As it were, almost 2 minutes went by, but his grandmother, who didn't really have a lot to do, she grabbed the baby. There was no hot water in this particular apartment. They were living in the projects. She took the baby and put the baby under the cold water. Nothing was happening. And then she slapped the baby a couple of times. And then, lo and behold, he put out a wail. And he'd been wailing ever since. And that's our first Christmas miracle for Frank Sinatra, life.
Well, I know that folks will be more than excited to see Frank perform in at Augie's Restaurant this coming Thursday, starting at 5:30. And again, reservations are probably a good idea. And the phone number, 777-0330. Frank Cimarelli, thanks for stopping by and paying tribute to Frank Sinatra with us.
Always my pleasure to visit with you, Sanford. You're a consummate gentleman, a real pro.
Well, thank you very much, and also want to say thanks to Kelly Legler from West Yavapai Guidance Clinic for joining me on this edition of Q&A with DJ Phone. DJ will be back tomorrow, and we've got Ben Shapiro coming up next, live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. I'm Sanford Cohen. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.